from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, July 7th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Authorities have named the suspect who was shot and killed after he killed three others, including a police officer, in the northeast Ohio town of Rittman Sunday night. Here's ONN's Eric Brown.
Authorities say officers responded to a home on Chippewa Trail after a 911 call reporting a break-in and shots fired. When they arrived, they came under gunfire. Sergeant Scott Reese, a 10-year veteran of the Rittman Police Department, was killed. Investigators say the suspect, 39-year-old Brandon Fazekas, also killed 43-year-old Christine McWilliams and her 13-year-old daughter McKinley before opening fire on the officers. Four SWAT officers and a police canine were also shot in the exchange.
An 11-year-old girl's drowning on Lake Erie has now led to a felony charge against the family friend who was caring for her. Yesterday, the Lucas County coroner identified a body pulled from Lake Erie as Angelique Cunningham. Her death was ruled an accidental drowning. Authorities say 41-year-old Kristen Jerry was on a boat with Angelique when the girl went overboard. Jerry was originally charged with misdemeanor child endangerment, but that charge has now been upgraded to a felony. In north central Ohio, dozens of people in Bucyrus are back in their homes after an evacuation order was lifted following a train derailment. More from ONN's Colin Dorsey.
Investigators say 19 Norfolk Southern train cars derailed in Bucyrus late Sunday night. Bucyrus Police Department said the tanker car containing hydrochloric acid may have been leaking and had the possibility to explode. And that's why they told people living within a mile radius to evacuate. There were about 40 people sheltered at Bucyrus City Hall and the high school. There's still no word yet on what exactly caused the train to derail.
In southwest Ohio, two people are facing charges for what police discovered on their social media and mobile devices. ONN's Jared Allen has the story.
In Montgomery County Common Pleas Court, Willie Granados was indicted on numerous counts related to child porn. At the same time, Derek Lawson was also brought up on several counts related to child porn. Montgomery County prosecutors tell the Dayton Daily News the courts got involved after a referral from the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
Toledo voters could see a new temporary income tax to fund public safety on the ballot this November. ONN's Amanda Fay reports.
City Council will consider legislation to put a 0.25% income tax on the ballot. If council puts it on the ballot and it's approved by voters, the four-year tax would go into effect next year. The money would go toward police, fire, neighborhood safety, and efforts to curb gang violence. Council could vote on the proposal as soon as next Thursday. Again, that vote would be whether to put that measure on the ballot.
An Ohio work group is weighing in on bus rides for both private and public school students. ONN's Brissa Bradfield has more.
Our news partners at Cleveland.com say across the state, nearly 22,000 kids who mostly attend private and charter schools are deemed by districts as impractical to transport. This means they do not get bus rides to school due to interference with existing routes or the distance. But now the work group is recommending that the state get rid of those guidelines to ensure every eligible student has a ride to school under Ohio law.
And the state of Ohio is reporting a more than $1 billion surplus this year. ONN's Danita Harris has details.
Officials say they ended up collecting $1.7 billion more in taxes than originally expected. Personal income taxes accounted for the majority of the surplus at $1.1 billion. Sales taxes brought in $472 million more than anticipated. And the commercial activity tax brought in an extra $180 million. State leaders say some of the surplus funds will be used for property tax credits for senior citizens and to extend the sales tax holiday. A full financial report is expected Friday.
Thanks to our television affiliates WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.